Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We're getting an inside look at the life of some of the Israelis taken hostage by Hamas at a kibbutz in southern Israel. 85-year-old Yocheved Lifshitz, who was released along with another elderly woman, has just spoken about her ordeal. Correspondent Charlie Daggett has details from Ashkelon.
She described how she was kidnapped on a motorcycle. She said she was taken inside a miles-long spiderweb-like tunnel system in Gaza. They treated us gently and they met all our needs, she said. They seemed ready for this. They prepared it for a long time. She said her husband was separated from her. He is still believed to be held by Hamas.
Israel Defense Forces says it struck what it calls more than 400 terrorist targets in Gaza over the last day. More aid trucks are making their way into Gaza, but humanitarian groups say it's not nearly enough. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Brian Lander of the World Food Program says the supplies are only trickling in.
We know that people are in desperate need of water, desperate need of food, desperate need of all those things that are primary for your survival.
And he says the situation will only get worse.
We know that people are running out of food very quickly. We are trying to get food into Gaza.
Hospitals are also running critically low on supplies.
House Republicans will vote today in their quest to choose a new speaker among the remaining eight candidates. Correspondent Scott McFarland's on Capitol Hill.
In the run-up to today's secret ballot, many of the candidates were courting Donald Trump's support, including Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer, the GOP whip. He made a call to the former president and made a post online that he looked forward to working with former President Trump.
An off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot is scheduled to make a court appearance today after allegedly trying to shut off the engines mid-flight on a trip from Everett, Washington to San Francisco. Paul Stephen, among the passengers.
We were told there was an event happening. We weren't told what type, so what goes through your head is a plane issue, a pilot issue, a passenger having an issue. You don't know, and I think at least the sense in my area on the flight was it was panic.
After impassioned debate about when to allow travelers back, burned out sections of West Maui now set to reopen to tourism a week from tomorrow. Some locals say it's still too soon. It's do or die time for the Phillies.
That's a base hit back up the middle.
The Diamondbacks even the National League Championship Series at three games apiece with a 5-1 win in Philadelphia on TBS. The winner of tonight's deciding Game 7 will go on to play the Rangers in the World Series after Texas beat the Astros in Game 7 of the ALCS. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Classes are canceled in the Germantown School District today. According to state investigators, a person was fatally shot after exchanging gunfire with officers at Kennedy Middle School in Germantown last night. Police had responded to a report of an individual acting erratically in the school's parking lot. The suspect climbed onto the school roof and fired at officers, who returned fire. Again, classes are canceled, and students involved in after-school activities will hear from their coaches and advisors about practices and games. 16 jurors have been selected for the Waukesha County homicide trial of Jesse Kurzewski, who's accused of fatally poisoning a family friend with eye drops. Accused of poisoning the victim, Lynn Hernan, with Visine, Kurzewski argues that Hernan had addiction and suicidal struggles, emphasizing that she didn't cause her death. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day?
because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us. Links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. I didn't realize how warm it was going to be this morning until you mentioned it when I walked in.
76 degrees. And in a week, it'll be November. Hey, you got to take advantage of it for if nothing more than for a day. But good morning to everyone. And I want to especially say good morning to Richland Center, Amory, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Hayward, Racine, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Waukesha, and Milwaukee for joining us this morning. I want to introduce to many of you who are new to my show, my guest this morning. He's a good friend and a colleague, Joe McNally. He's a national award-winning newspaper columnist and longtime political commentator on Milwaukee radio and television. After graduating from Indiana University, Joe worked for 2 years at the Chicago Tribune and for 27 years, the Milwaukee Journal, where he won National Headlines Award for consistently outstanding local column and numerous state and local journalism awards. And Joel has written a column since 1997 for the Shepherd Express, where he was also an editor for 2 years. Joel's broadcast experience includes working on Milwaukee Public Television as a contributing producer for Inside View, and for more than 20 years as a regular panelist on its weekly news roundtable. Interchange, amongst other things. And Joel, I didn't know all those things about you. I thought you were just a local Yoko. How are you doing, my friend?
We're doing fine, thank you.
Yeah, how's the weather down that way?
Oh, well, I'm jealous now. You tell me it's 76 here. I think it's only getting around 60 here today.
Well, it's only going to be 70.
Charlottesville, Virginia is where I hang out these days, and usually I can lord it over, Earl. But you guys are doing pretty good.
Well, it's only going to be 76 for a twinkling of an eye. and then in a week or so we'll be in our customary 40s, where we should be this time of year. Let me ask you, Joe, a lot to talk about. It's been a while. I want to begin with the strike in the auto industry. And what I can't understand, Joe, is there are more Americans who side with the corporations than with the people. What has happened in our society?
That's kind of bizarre, isn't it?
Yes.
I really do think it is the demonizing of the labor movement that has been taking place for decades now in America. As you well know, I was a union organizer at the Milwaukee Journal.
Right.
And we organized a union there just in time, to tell you the truth, because there was a time when the Milwaukee Journal and the Milwaukee Sentinel in Milwaukee were, you know, really a great investment. As you say, I had a long career at the Journal, and I was actually an owner of the Journal. I was management. Imagine that. And because I held stock and I accumulated stock throughout my career there, when we go in to get our taxes done, our tax advisors really couldn't believe it, because that stock, throughout the time I held stock, which, as you say, was for more than 20 years, the stock never went down. Okay, and they said no, that can't be true. You know, everybody knows that stocks go up and down,
right?
And it'd be foolish just to think that they're always going to go up. It turned out to be ultimately foolish, but not while I was there. The entire time I was a stockholder, the stock always went up, and that was the running newspapers, running broadcast, radio and television stations. That was printing money. It really was. It just kept expanding and expanding and expanding. And sadly, we now know that's no longer true. That newspapers, and especially local newspapers in this country, have been going out of business at a rapid, rapid rate. And that is shocking. And it is, unfortunately, I believe, what's contributing to the ignorance in politics today. The ignorance in both the national and in local Republican Party, which I think is rampant, because people just do not know what's going on now to them through things like the power that the corporations have over wages, the refusal to really pay employees what they're worth, and now really trying to replace them totally with robots and machines and artificial intelligence and everything else, so that you can run corporations and run businesses without human beings and without people doing the work. And that is what's happening in the labor industry, in the labor movement. We got to fight that, because I don't know what the economy of America is going to be based on when corporations no longer have to hire people to make money.
Joel, you and I, in our time, unions were prevalent and people were able to live middle class lifestyles, and they were.
That's what built the middle class. Well,
yes, and pensions. Something called a pension, right? So people were able to, they didn't need to have degrees and all those things in order to be able to get that. And that was not just in urban centers, that was in rural parts of the nation and country as Absolutely. Well, because Absolutely. The paper mills and all those kind of things. So now today you see people pushing back against the reformulation of unions, and I don't know where that comes from, and maybe it's because Joel, they don't know the history of it, and they've been led to believe that people who work in unions basically are just slough offs and they're being taken care of.
They're greedy. They want to be paid for their work. Imagine that.
You know, it's not funny, Joe, because I think people don't really understand, as you stated, they don't get the papers the way they used to anymore. And so it's okay if a police and fire union, those people are okay to have unions and they're deserving of it, but others aren't. And I don't know how we fix that, Joe, but we've got to fix that.
Yeah, well, I think we're in the process of fixing it. I think you're right that there is a new union movement going on now. You know, the fact that Starbucks can organize unions these days.
Right.
Those poor kids that have to stand there all day, you know, making coffee drinks on their feet and are paid minimally. They're spending all day working there. How do they raise families spending all day working there unless they are paid a livable wage? How does anyone raise families working all day somewhere without enough pay to feed their families? We know that some professions in this country make a lot of money, doctors, lawyers, things like that. How about the most important job that I can think of that anybody could do in America, which is to educate our kids and to teach our kids what's going on in this country, how it got that way, how everything they need to know to prepare them for good jobs in the future, whatever they may be. We know many of them are highly complicated technical jobs these days that require a lot of education. The teachers, and they've had the foreign unions to protect themselves, that is for damn sure, because the public is now out to demonize teachers.
You know,
the politicians are out to outlaw what teachers are allowed to teach, like American history, about how this country really came together, the racism in this country that is still ruining this country, that needs to be fought against. What is going on in this country?
Well,
just like the media is dying, the politicians are now out to make sure that teaching is dying.
Well, you know, Joe, when I look at the auto industry, and you know, it used to be the big three, used to be Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors.
Yeah,
it's many
sure,
others,
right?
But for them to cry crocodile tears, Joe, that they're not making enough money. Have you bought a new car in the last decade?
Yeah.
Well, the cost of those.
and I know what you're talking about.
Well, yes. You know, I remember, Joe, when they moved those companies out of this country and took them overseas and
with the promise
that the American people were going to get a better deal, right?
Yeah. That
once they moved the jobs overseas, they certainly pay people less. And so that would be reciprocated to us, because
and we know why they moved the jobs overseas, because those overseas car companies competed with American companies.
Hey Joe, I need you to hang on. Joe, we got to go to break.
And we're taking over the market.
Hey Joe, you remember you used to do this? You were a talk show host. We got to go to a break. We got to take a short break. When we come back, we'll come back to you. Joe McNally is on the line. I'm glad he is, and we'll get to the phone lines. 844-967-2789. Talking about the auto strike, union strike right now. We'll be right back.
Get a family-supporting job in the water industry with great pay. There's a career fair October 26th from 3 until 6 p.m. at Mitchell Street Arts in Milwaukee. For details, go to onewateourwater.com. That's onewateourwater.com.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lots of sunshine today with a high of 76. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows around 59. Overcast skies tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. High of 66. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. Chance for scattered showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air for me. No sense in staying inside. If the weather's fine and you got the time, it's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. My guest is Joe McNally, an award-winning, writer and television personality and radio personality and an award-winning husband. We'll ask the wife that, Joe. We're talking.
Yeah, I think she'll support me.
We're talking about the union and the UAW that is striking the auto industry. And what, before we go to the phone lines, Joe, one of the things that I think we need to make sure that people understand who may not know. So I spent 34 years in the auto industry. And so I became a union member at the age of 19, and I get a pension that I've been living off of, that's helped me along the way because of a union that was able to fight for us when I was a young man at 19 years of age.
Absolutely.
And so what people I think fail to understand is that when the unions were in their heyday, they made the non-union employers pay a better wage to people.
Absolutely.
Who were not unionized. And so when I hear people today saying that the UAW is being greedy and they feel for the major corporations, it's the ignorance of people not knowing the impact of what unions do. Is it safe to say that?
It is very safe to say that. The billionaire class is doing very well in this country. Don't even imagine that somehow corporations cannot pay people livable wages to work for them. That is not possible. Record profits in those corporations, that's what they do for a living, those corporations, is increase their profits. And one of the ways they increase their profits is to pay as little as possible. And we all know, what has happened to prices and living costs in this country to the cost of housing, to the cost of shelter, to the cost of food, to the cost of every single thing. Right now, of course, Joe Biden is blamed for all that. Joe Biden has not raised anyone's wages. believe me. And he has not raised prices on anything you buy. He hasn't.
He's not the guy who caused inflation. It's a global inflation.
The president of the United States does not cause inflation. The Fed, the central bank of the United States, tries to control inflation, and the bankers are the ones who are trying to control inflation. They succeed at it at times, and they fail at it at times. And we know what caused inflation in this country. It was a major factor over the most recent history has been Vladimir Putin and the Russian invasion of a neighboring country. The Russian invasion, which is supported these days by, believe it or not, and I still can't believe this, the Republican Party and the Republican nominee, most likely, once again, for President of the United States, who was elected President of the United States with support from Vladimir Putin and the Russian people, with their intelligence service spreading propaganda to elect Donald Trump President of the United States to embarrass democracy, which he has, which he did during 4 years of the worst presidency in our recent history, which in fact shut down the entire country by failing to deal with what he knew and what his intelligence services had told him was going to be a deadly pandemic that would kill millions and millions of people. And he denied it. Instead of taking action to stop it and to stop it from shutting down the economy of the United States and the economies all over the world, Donald Trump, an ignorant man, tried to tell everybody it was going to go away any day now. And we know it didn't go away until it took a terrible, deadly toll on the American people and people throughout the world. And that's what you get when you hire and elect an ignorant man who knows nothing but believes he knows everything.
Hey, Joe. We got to go to a break, so hang on. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Joe McNally is my guest. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. After another day of bombings in Gaza, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a warning.
If Hezbollah makes the mistake of joining this war in a significant way, it will regret it.
The World Health Organization says nearly two-thirds of Gaza's health facilities are no longer functioning. Each of eight Republicans vying for the House speakership are hoping they'll win today's secret balloting. Among them, Michigan's Jack Bergman.
What I sensed was a need to move forward, because that's what the American people want from us. They want us to come here and work and legislate.
Wildfire ravaged sections of West Maui will reopen to tourists a week from tomorrow. Mayor Richard Bisson says,
"Now, this isn't for everyone. Those that are not ready to go back to work should contact their employers and continue to seek the help and the attention that they need."
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. State investigators are handling the aftermath of a fatal officer-involved shooting at a middle school in Germantown last night. According to the DOJ, police got a report at around 6:30 regarding a man displaying erratic behavior in the parking lot of Kennedy Middle School. Eventually, the man climbed onto the roof, shot at officers, and they returned fire, killing him. Classes in the entire Germantown school district are canceled today. A beaver is being blamed for a Milwaukee power outage. About 3,000 We Energy's customers near Mitchell International experienced a loss of power when a beaver chewed through a tree trunk, causing it to strike power lines and disrupt the electricity supply. We Energy's has posted images of the damaged tree on Facebook, but the whereabouts of that beaver remain unknown. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Get a family-supporting job in the water industry with great pay. There's a career fair October 26th from 3 until 6 p.m. at Mitchell Street Arts in Milwaukee. For details, go to onewateourwater.com. That's onewateourwater.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy?
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council. You drive different.